Banker Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, you're first in line, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy of Beaver Dam?
Vulnerable people in Ukraine, and he's just picking away at the at those lower, you know, with the cluster bombs and everything. And I think the negotiation is just a frenzy because of all the backlash he's been taking, you know. And you can only do so much with the sanctions and everything to put a stop to it. But what, you know, like, what can, where can you get more response or resistance to the Russians, you know, to protect more of the populace that couldn't get the hell out of there. You know what I'm saying? You know, that, that decided they were, they just couldn't figure a way to get to Poland or Romania or whatever. You know, that's kind of a tough nut or crack. How many civilians have to die before, you know, we have, you know, that that it becomes totally insane, you know, for anything to happen there, you know.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, right now, at least 500,000 Ukrainians have gotten out of the country, mostly to Poland, where they're very welcome. They used to be part of Poland a long time ago. And there are 40 million people in the country, so that's more than 1% of the country. The really heartbreaking thing is seeing all these trains and highways clogged with people, and you'll have, you know, 20,000 people desperate to get on a train that can hold 500 people, you know, that kind of thing. And so you can't right now, they can only evacuate them through the West. You can't, the East is Russia. I mean, you don't want to go into Russia. The North is Belarus. This Alexander Lukashenko is a pig. He is the premier, a crooked premier. He's just a strong man, lost an election and stayed on. He has engineered a fake referendum that people that tried to vote would be beaten and thrown in jail. And he says he won it with 65% of the vote. And it said that Russia can put nuclear weapons in Belarus, and Belarus is sending soldiers down to fight and kill Ukrainians. Believe me. And the sad thing about that is, remember, Poland has a very, very long border with Belarus. That means is that Russia can put nuclear missiles, you know, within 5 miles of Poland. And that really reduces the range that they need, not so much Poland, but hit Berlin, Paris, and London. That's what they want. Now, it'd be as if the Russians put nuclear missiles 10 miles into Mexico. At some point, we're not going to put up with that. And I don't think the NATO is going to put up with it either. But you can't go into Belarus, and you can't to the north. You can't go into Russia to the east. And the south is the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, and it's water. And there are 75 Russian warships sailing around in there, shooting at Ukrainian islands and sailors. And they hit a merchant ship that was there. You're crazy going to the Black Sea right now. Can only access it through the Dardanelles, through Turkey. But there would be the use of nuclear weapons if for some reason we intervene militarily. So we didn't intervene. Then we went all in. We went all in. And we said, if you go into NATO, we'll respond militarily. And the concept of game in Texas Hold'em, is that it puts a lot of pressure on the other side, and you need a much better hand than you normally would. See? So I'm suggesting that we go all in again, not nuclear war, but say to Putin publicly, all right, you're invading Ukraine. We said we wouldn't intervene. We've told you if you invade NATO, we will intervene. But now you are about to, and you seem to be starting to commit genocide. Genocide is different. We have a human obligation to prevent a genocide like we did in Bosnia. And so if you commit genocide, cluster bomb residences, kill 9-year-old girls in grocery stores, and they are bringing in two weapons. One of them is a vacuum bomb. Vacuum bomb, when it comes in, believe it or not, sucks all the oxygen out of everything within X feet. And if it's human beings, it means it sucks it out of their lungs and kills them very painfully. The other thing they're bringing in is a monster flamethrower. During the Second World War, they were used when the Marines landed at Iwo Jima and Okinawa and all those islands in the Pacific, and the Japanese soldiers are hunkered down in bunkers, shooting Marines coming ashore. The Marines that made it, there were 90% casualties. Casualty doesn't mean deaths necessarily, it means deaths or wounded, 90%. But the 10% that got through had flamethrowers, and they went up to the pillboxes, and that is a very nasty way to go. And they cleaned out those pillboxes, and they also did it with tanks. You're in a tank, metal tank, you can't get out. They're bringing those in to use against civilians and to use against the military. Those are weapons, those are terror weapons. Those are not weapons of war that are normal. They should be outlawed, and they will be now if they use them. But we can simply say, we're going back all in. If you use a terror weapon and commit genocide, that's different. We then will intervene militarily. You'll stop doing it, and then you can continue whatever you think you're doing, which the Ukrainians are winning. But in the meantime, to stop them, it would mean you put in a no-fly zone over Ukraine. And there's a convoy that I've seen everywhere from 17 to 40 miles of old equipment of the Russians coming down. And we could take that out easily. One of the great things about this, in a sense, is Russia has put well over 50% of its armed forces clustered basically in fields, very easy bombing targets. So, but you don't want to start a nuclear war, but you got to stop a genocide. What Putin is doing, he's a sadist. A sadist gets physical pleasure out of seeing pain on the part of another human being, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain. The torturers get physical pleasure out of it. He gets physical pleasure. He's killed people in London. He's killed them in Berlin. In Chechnya, he just leveled the whole city. They think he may be trying to do that now. He's got to go. I assume that the CIA has plans. They know who can be bribed and who can't in his inner circle, who can get close enough to him with poison that merely needs to touch his skin, that sort of thing. But I think we have to do more than these sanctions. However, these sanctions are pretty remarkable. They have closed down their stock exchange for the second day, and Goldman Sachs and the other banks say Russia is uninvestable. Uninvestable. Thanks for calling. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for the education that you're providing. At age 67, I'm learning a lot more than I ever knew, you know, about the UN. Before, you know, the UN was there and didn't pay a lot of attention to it, and it was just amazing to me because I watched the UN meetings. You know, first Security Council, you know, to discuss the Russian attack on Ukraine, and then it went to the General Assembly, because I think they referred it to the General Assembly because the president was of the security group. I think that was Russia. And so I think one of the main people referred it and said, hey, General Assembly, we want you involved in this. And it was amazing. I watched nonstop for probably about 5-6 hours because he broke it in halves and stuff. And in the meantime,
you know something? You are the best informed caller. I'm not kidding. You watch more of this stuff.
People are really upset.
More than I do. But let me tell you this, Gene. I got to break in on that one.
What?
There was a resolution in the General Assembly to condemn the invasion. Hold on. Hold on, Gene. Hold on. There was. Yeah, I think we put that on hold, Gene. Gene, there was a vote in the General Assembly to censure Russia and on the invasion, and Russia has a veto. Russia, Britain, China, the United States, and France have vetoes. They can shut it down, and Russia shut that down. But supporting them were China, the United Arab Emirates, and India. That was very sad. So the UN exists because these five superpowers have vetoes, but Russia vetoed the censure for the invasion. Thanks for calling, Gene. I appreciate it, as always. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, Matt, I'll tell you what. After I got an observation and a quick question. After seeing Zelensky's speech to the Europeans and from a bunker, for crying out loud, I got one thing to say to all of us in this country. It's very humbling in that, I mean, we don't really have much of anything to complain about, do we, really, when you think about it?
Right.
It was just an amazing thing. But, question, on this caravan of troops that are moving towards the capital city, now I just heard something that they can't take off from their own country because of, you know, fear of being knocked down before they even get up. But I wish they wouldn't have shared this on the media, but there's some saying now that Poland is going to allow them to fly out of Poland, and they could take them out from the air, like you said. Now, if that were to happen, it changes everything, I realize. But they just can't let them walk into that city, you know, by the tens of thousands.
Yeah, Dick, we're coming to a break. That's an excellent question. I'm going to give the answer and discuss it after we get back from the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This guarantee to those that advertise with Devil Radio. You